And if Alan Keyes has been through O'Hare Airport recently, he's probably been delayed. Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, the problem of delays has spun out of control. More than 56,000 were recorded at O'Hare through June of this year, and a late plane in Chicago has a ripple effect on the aviation system nationwide. It's, of course, one of the nation's biggest hubs. The delay situation has become so dire that today the Federal Aviation Administration is meeting with all domestic airlines that service O'Hare to address possible solutions and perhaps to insist on intervention. Joining us now to talk about the issues at hand is FAA Chief Marion Blakely. She joins us from FAA headquarters in Washington. Thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So how's the meeting going?
Well, we're making progress. Needless to say, these are tough things to work out because this affects significantly the bottom line of carriers. At the same time, everyone wants to, I think, pull together to get a solution here. So I'm optimistic.
Well, you apparently told them today, look, you guys figure this out or we'll figure it out for you.
That's right. O'Hare has gotten to the point that because of the kind of delays that passengers are experiencing going through there, because actually we have really reached historic levels this summer in terms of delays at that airport, but also the effect it has on the whole system, that ripple effect that means that people at unrelated airports are finding they can't make their connected flights because the flights aren't getting out of O'Hare, can't get in. That kind of effect is really something that affects the system as a whole, and we've got to stop that.
It causes not only a lot of ulcers all around, but this is a major financial penalty for airlines which are suffering through a bad financial patch.
Well, that's right. But we genuinely believe that a slight reduction in flights and evening out the schedule at O'Hare so that it is much more even and much more predictable will result in a better bottom line not only for business travelers and passengers, but for the airlines themselves, because delays cost money for them as well. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a good situation. The lack of reliability really is a problem for everyone in this whole thing.
And, of course, the problem, part of the problem is that everybody wants their flights to arrive in Chicago at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 6.
Oh, there were some pretty popular times there. You're exactly right. One of the things that we saw that really prompted this meeting was that the current restrictions that were voluntary that we have on until the end of October go off then. And we watched what happened then with the schedules. The most the airport can handle, even on a blue sky, great weather day, is about 100 arrivals. We saw it pop up to 132, for example, at 6 o'clock in the evening in November. That's not going to work.
Now, you negotiated schedule cuts earlier this year with United and American, two of the biggest airlines that use O'Hare. Was that for similar reasons, and has it had the desired effect?
It was for exactly the same reasons that we were seeing tremendous delays back in the wintertime at O'Hare, and because American and United control 88% of the flights going in and out of there, we knew that if they would address the problem, we had a good chance of getting a solution. They stepped up and overall between March and June reduced their number of flights 7.5%. That schedule pull down certainly helped, but as the things worked out, not enough. Partially because we've had a terrifically bad weather season, partially because that probably simply was not enough still for the amount of pavement we've got in O'Hare. And finally, because other airlines came in behind and filled in the schedule. So when that happened, we all said, wait a minute, we better get everyone to the table.
And finally, what level will they have to cut back to? What level of delay is acceptable? Of course, zero is good. But what level of delay is acceptable before the federal government will step in and say, all right, you cannot send that many flights at that particular time of day?
Well, none of us want delays, but our experience is that passengers understand and tolerate as much as a 15-minute delay on average. But when it gets much worse than that, that's very difficult for a passenger. You also can look at it from the standpoint of the percentage of delayed flights. We have a goal as far as what we're trying to achieve in the system of somewhat over 80% of flights arrive on time. What we were seeing at O'Hare back in November, for example, is the arrival rate dropped down to 60%. Now, that's way off. So, you know, we're trying to push it back up to where we all believe people see O'Hare as being a reliable destination, a reliable connecting hub.
And we all wait for such a day.
I know. It's been tough on everyone, but we're going to keep at this. And one way or the other, we will see delays dropped significantly at O'Hare.
Marion Blakey, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Marion Blakey, head of the Federal Aviation Administration. She joined us from FAA headquarters here in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And joining us now to put this airport talk into some context is Jay Franke, Assistant Director of Northwestern University's Transportation Center, former Commissioner of Aviation in Chicago. He's with us by phone from his office on campus. Good of you to be with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you think this meeting and this this scolding from the FAA is going to have much impact?
It's hard to see that it will. The airlines are so bitterly competitive and can't cooperate among themselves on anything. It's hard to see any progress being made. This is really just a stake in the ground by the FAA.
And I understand you think that, in fact, congestion is only likely to get worse.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
And is it only going to get better if the federal government steps in and says enough already?
It's unclear to me and people I've talked to exactly what authority the federal government will have to step in and tell one airline they can fly into Chicago and another one they can't. They can throw the safety gauntlet down, but I don't think the FAA wants to play the safety card.
So this was, in effect, a bluff.
Well, there's a lot of hortatory language going on, yes.
What really causes these delays? Is it that congestion that the administrator was talking about? Of course, weather plays a factor.
Of course. Before 9/11, we had historically high delays at O'Hare. 9/11 gave us a two-year window of opportunity to fix them, and we didn't do very much. Now it's back again with a vengeance, and it's going to stay here. O'Hare is just too crowded because Chicago is the buckle on the belt of the aviation system, and people want to come through here.
Mm-hmm. You said, you know, throw down the safety gauntlet. I mean, at some point, air traffic controllers simply can't handle any more flights safely.
That's correct, and they will stack up in the skies or they will stack up on the ground. We've all been on ground holds in Los Angeles or Washington waiting for clearance to leave for Chicago. The system will just stack up. It's not really a safety question, though, and nobody should derive fear that there's safety at stake here.
Mm-hmm. Technology plays a factor as well. I mean, would larger aircraft, for example, be more efficient?
Yes, but the industry is actually going in the other direction with all these small new commuter operations that increase frequencies to small markets. The customers like that. They like frequency, and the airlines are willing to go along with it. So we're actually seeing the average size of an aircraft at O'Hare at least remain the same, maybe go down.
There is also an overlap of administrative responsibility. Of course, there's an international aviation system, and flights all over the world come into O'Hare, yet it's the local government there that's responsible for construction, which might help if they expanded the airport.
Right. That's the fundamental problem with the system, the discontinuity between an international network industry like telecommunications, which is what the airports are, and a very localized responsibility for airport planning and design and construction.
So how is this issue playing out politically in Chicago? They're the ones suffering most from these delays.
Well, the city has been finally, over the last couple of years, edging toward adding runways at O'Hare, expanding, rebuilding the airport. But that takes a long time, and as you can well imagine, we've got a lot of local opposition.
Of course, there's always opposition to, land would have to be purchased or condemned, and all sorts of construction would have to go on. And has any airport in the United States ever been actually completed?
Well, Denver is the last major airport to be built, and that was built in the middle of a desert. And even that took divine intervention by the Secretary of Transportation, twisting United Airlines' arm to get it to go along with the contract. Before that, it was Dallas in the 1960s. So it's been a long time since we've built major airports in this country.
What do you think can be done? I'm afraid we just have about 45 seconds left, but what would be the solution to this problem, ideally?
Ideally, we could stop time for about 5 years while we rebuild O'Hare. Short of that, since we can't, I believe some kind of a rationing system, hopefully a marketplace rationing system, a price-driven slot control system, is going to have to be introduced at O'Hare for the next several years. Ideally, the airlines would do it voluntarily themselves. I don't think that's likely to happen, so I suspect the FAA is going to have to go to Congress and get some authority for a rationing system.
And, boy, that'll race through.
Oh, boy. A mess.
Jay Franke, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jay Franke, Assistant Director of Northwestern University's Transportation Center, former Commissioner of Aviation in Chicago. He joined us by phone from his office on the campus. Tomorrow on the program, we'll explore the social history of life after death. Join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation in Washington. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.